First off, our fourth captain this week will be Jabal Sheard. I think it's a good choice. He's been playing good ball here for two years, and going back to Pittsburgh, a place that he played. And I think that's a good choice. A couple of roster moves we made, you saw the one that's out there. We put Mo on IR, and then, of course, we just put Osama Young on IR as well with the thumb. He's going to likely have surgery. A couple other roster moves. We moved Thad Lewis up to the active roster, and then we also signed Josh Johnson to the active roster. And then Jordan Maben, a safety from Northwestern, we brought on the practice squad. So you got a lot of interest about the health of a couple guys. I'll just tell you, Brandon Whedon and Trent Richardson were injured in the game, and their injuries will not require surgery. They'll be healthy soon. They won't practice today, but I will not rule them out for this weekend. We'll see as the week goes on. Colt McCoy also will not practice today. He's got a sore shoulder from the game, and so that being the case, Thad Lewis will take the first team reps, and Josh Johnson, who's our new quarterback, will run the scout team. Sheldon Brown, as you know, is coming back from the concussion, so time will tell there. So, that being said, I'll take your questions. A lot to digest.
Right, McCoy's right throwing shoulder?
Yeah, be his right shoulder.
What do you know more about Whedon and Richardson that you did not know Monday?
The injuries were not as severe as you might have thought, but they're still injured. And again, I don't like talking about injuries, but I know that was going to be the main. I was just guessing that was going to be the main focal point of your questioning, so I figured get that out.
Pat, you elevated Thad on Monday, and you bring in Johnson today. Is this just all insurance in case Brandon can't play Sunday?
Yeah, I think so. You know, we'll see how those how they come back. You know, each guy's different, but absolutely. And whoever's in there, I trust. I've had experience with Thad in the past. And he hasn't had a lot of opportunity in regular season games to go in there and play. But if he's in there playing, we definitely trust that he'll do a good job.
I think you said on Monday that with Trent, you'll play him if he's healthy. I mean, you still feel that way with both him and Brandon? Or maybe it's the last
game? I mean, if they're healthy and they're willing and they're able to go, then of course they'll play. We'll make that decision, though. I think you gotta overlook the fact that you're the last game and try to make your decisions based on playing this next game. And if they're able to go, they will. If they can't, then I don't have any problem here at the end of the week ruling them out before Sunday. But we'll see then. No. None of them yet.
Is Colt as serious as Brandon?
We'll see. We'll see, yeah. Time will tell.
How do you go about? I mean, I know Ted's been here all year, but then you get Josh in here, I assume today. How do you go about even getting him familiar with the offense?
Well, he's got some familiarity with it, having played at University of San Diego. And in the NFL, he's crossed paths with a lot of our concepts, so we felt like he would be a good guy to bring in, see what he can do. From what I've seen, we've been working with him for a solid day now. From what I've seen, he's got some familiarity with what we do. And if he has to go in, I'm sure we'd have to pare it way down, which is the case when you bring in a guy with just a couple days preparation. But we'd be confident that he could go in there at least execute.
Goals. I mean, obviously, you can finish 3-3 in the division.
Yeah.
You swept the Steelers.
Somebody said 1988. I don't know if that's true or not. Somebody was mentioning that. I think what's important for this game is we're playing a division opponent. We're well aware of the rivalry between the Browns and the Steelers, and it's always good to finish the season with a win. Last year at this time, we played a close game, and we were throwing a Hail Mary at the end of the game to win the game, if you remember. And so it would have ended the season better than when you lose, and I think that's important. And I asked the players one more time to jump into the process and put all their focus on Sunday and nothing beyond that. And I'm very confident that that'll be the case.
Is there any special challenge because it's the last week of the year and maybe guys are thinking about where they're going to be next week?
No, I don't think so. I think you ask the guys to reach down and be pros, and I think that's what's important. There's a lot of teams in the same situation that the Steelers and the Browns are in right now. You know, two teams are playing each other that will not be competing in the postseason. And so these guys are very competitive guys. They're very professional. They understand that you go out there to play to win. The challenges that we have is we have some new, you know, aside from the fact we got a lot of young guys, we're going to have some more new guys in there. So just add those guys to the pile.
You know, that indicates he's not really on top of his game or maybe health.
Well, I wouldn't say he's not on top of his game. I've still seen the same plays that you see him make where it looks like the play is dead. He extends it and finds a receiver. I think that's there. And I think they're still an outstanding football team. I think they're committed to running the football and they have explosive receivers outside. And so, I think that's the style of offense we're going to play. And anytime Ben's out there, you know he can make a big play. And in games, at least the last few games against the Steelers, they've been close in terms of the score. So a big play either way could be the difference. And he always has that ability to make that play if he's out there.
That means Ventrone's the other safety now?
Ventrone, Hag, and then Gibson practiced today. Gibson will practice. Yeah. Yeah, he's still around. A lot to digest, huh, guys?
Yeah, yeah.
Huh? If you want to take a break, I can come back. I want you to be able to get it out, you know? They both can play. They both can play strong or weak safety. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Do you have, are there guys?
I think there's some guys here that I think are worthy. And in some ways, I got my fingers crossed for a couple of them. And we'll just see how it plays itself out. We'll just see how it plays out. Yeah. Yeah. He is.
When was Cole hurt?
During the game.
Yes.
While he was playing.
I mean, was it, what play was it? Was he hurt at the end while he was still out there?
He came in, he told us he was sore, and came in and got treatment. That's